I'll be preaching from Colossians chapter 3. And if you've got God's Word, Colossians chapter 3, I'll be reading verses 1 through 11. And the message is entitled by actually part of one of the verses in verse 11. Where it says, Christ is all that matters. All right, beginning in verse 1. Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all his glory. So put to death the sinful earthly things lurking within you. Have nothing to do with sexual immorality, impurity, lust, and evil desires. Don't be greedy, for a greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of this world. Because of these sins, the anger of God is coming. You used to do these things when your life was still a part of this world. But now is the time to get rid of anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, and dirty language. Don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old nature and all its wicked deeds. Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. And in this new life, it doesn't matter if you are a Jew or a Gentile, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbaric, uncivilized, slave or free, Christ is all that matters, and He lives in all of us. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, reveal the truths of these scriptures. And help us, Lord, so that we can indeed be the kind of servant, the kind of Christian that we should be. And Lord, we love you and we thank you so much for loving us. And we pray all this in Jesus' holy and loving name. Amen. Well, within these scriptures, we have life and death and a new nature. And I want us to first look at the new life. Because of Jesus, we find in verse 1, because of Jesus, He raised us to new life with Christ. He has given us a sight of heaven. And He is sitting on the throne in heaven. We are encouraged to do something. Verses 2 through 4. We are to think about the things of heaven and not earth. We are to think about our death to the old life. We're to think about our new life. We're to think about our real life, which is hidden with Christ. Think about this life being revealed to the world, expressing His glory. It's good for us to know that God can give us real life. Not just that we're living, but real life. And I'm glad to know that. As you all know, or probably know, I walk a lot. I do a lot of walking, and I love to look out at all the things that God has created. And I think about God. I think about Him in glory. And I think about all the people that are already there. I think about the angels, but I think about God most of all. I'm looking forward to seeing Jesus. One day I will actually see Him and behold Him, talk to Him, and if He'll allow me to touch Him and He touch me. I'm looking forward to that. And I'm going to certainly thank Him for the new life that He has given me and given us all who have trusted in Him. And I hope and pray that everybody here this morning has done that. And if you haven't, before this sermon is ended, I pray that you will indeed pray and ask Jesus to save you. Come into your heart and your life, and so that He can give you new life. Well, verses 5 and 6, we need to put some things to death. We need to kill something, and this is what it is. Sinful earthly things lurking within us, such as sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, greed. And greed is nothing more than an idolater worshiping the things of the world. We used to do these things, and it makes God angry. Verses 7 through 9, you might want to take a look, and it says it makes God angry, and it is our, I hope and pray, it is our past. It is now time to get rid of certain things such as anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, dirty language, lying. It's time to get rid of those things. And you can if you just carry them to Jesus and give it to Him. Before I was in the ministry, I was in the military. And I think of times when there were people that would get angry. And there were people who had malicious behavior, dirty language, and would lie to each other. And that was not a good time in my life as I had to deal with all those kinds of things. But we need to do that. Put it to death. Kill it. The third major point, and I want us to look at it, verses 10 through and 11, is we need to put on our new nature. And we'll be blessed by being renewed, by learning to know the Lord. And the scripture here that it speaks of the Lord, it speaks of the Lord, our Creator. Again, when I go walking and I look, I love to look up and look all around. I look at the sky. I look at all the colors. And I like to look at the things that are already there, creatures that God has created. Big creatures such as moose, deer, bears, down to little creatures. I was telling one of our grandsons yesterday, I said, look at that pretty caterpillar. It was walking along the sidewalk there. I say walking, it was creeping. But it had pretty colors. God created the smallest of creatures. And so we learn to know the Lord as Creator. And as we put on our new nature, we do so by becoming like the Lord. That's what the Bible says. We need to become like Him. Because of Jesus living within us, we can be like Him. By being a Jew or a Gentile, by being circumcised or uncircumcised, by being barbaric or civilized, by being a slave or by being free. In other words, just you and the Lord, and God can give us a brand new nature and give us the kind of nature that we appreciate and love His creation. We will always remember He is the great Creator. He is the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. And I thank the Lord for all that He does every day. I like to look at the sun coming up. I like to look at it when it's going down. I like to look at the moon. I don't know about you, but I like to look at it. The other night, our dog Leia was barking. It was real late at night. I don't know, 2 or 3. I got up, I went outside, and I sat on the step and talked to Leia for a pretty good while. And she calmed down. But while I was there, I was looking at the moon, and it was so pretty. I love looking at God's creation, don't you? It's marvelous. And we need to remember, most of all, in verses 10 and 11, I want you to notice, God wants us to know that Christ is all that matters. And Christ lives in all Christians. Dear friends, of all the scriptures, not my favorite certainly is Psalm 23, John 3:16, and of course, this scripture that I'm reading to you. Christ is all that matters. Whoever we call to pastor eventually, let's look for a man that believes that Christ is all that matters. You know, nothing else is more important. You know, there are some big churches, really big churches. You know, excessively big churches. I've been to a few of them to visit them. You know the thing about visiting big churches? Most often, nobody ever notices you. I thank God that we can be a part of a body of Christ, that we can know one another. Amen. Amen. Christ to me means everything. He's all that matters. And I pray that that is your sentiment as well. He lives within us all who have trusted in Him. I'm going to ask that you bow your head just for a moment. I'm going to ask a question. Do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And if you're not sure how to answer that, right now I'm going to lead in a prayer and I'm going to ask that you follow along. Lord Jesus, forgive me of all my sins, cleanse me, come into my heart and my life, I ask, O Lord Jesus. I love you and I thank you for loving me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you prayed that prayer, then I ask that you simply make it public. Make it public. I'll be down front waiting for any decisions that have been made. Maybe you're a Christian and you just want to rededicate your life anew to Him, to follow Him. You make your way to the front if God is leading you.